I want to read a couple of verses this morning from the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul was talking about the warfare that we're engaged in and how that we need to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In verse 10, he told us to take on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I hope you're aware of the fact that the devil is striving to destroy your life. He wants your mind, he wants your body, and he wants your soul. Amen. The devil wants to destroy you. He's a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. He's a murderer. He wants to destroy you. And we ought to be aware of the fact that we need these defense mechanisms. We need this defense to keep him from destroying our lives. Listen to me, young people. The devil is trying to destroy you. And God wants to help you defend yourself. Now, you've got to put this armor on, and that's why we're encouraged to put the whole armor of God on, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He talks about us wrestling against, not flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers in dark places. He's talking about the spiritual warfare, and he talks about the spiritual armor. This is not a literal armor. This is a spiritual armor that we are to wear, that we might be able to stand. And he tells us that we're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers in the dark places of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in the evil day. And I've preached in the past about those evil days, and you're going to have an evil day. It's coming. It's right around the bend. Out there in front of you, one day, you will have what is described and depicted in Scripture as an evil day. An evil day. And you need to prepare yourself now for that day. If you don't prepare yourself now, when you face the evil day, you will face it unprepared. So the Bible tells us out there in the future, things may be going good for you right now. Things may be fine. You may be healthy and receiving everything that you need. Nobody in your family's sick. Nobody in your family has died. But that's one day going to change. And you need to be ready for that. Actually, the Bible says everybody knows that they're going to die. David said that there's just one step between me and death. All of us know we're going to die. And you need to be ready for that. That definitely is classified as an evil day. The day you die. Bible says that appointed man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. So, we want to prepare ourselves that we might be able to endure, that we might be able to stand, we might be able to go through that evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having your breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I pray that the Lord would bless this reading lesson for our good and for His honor and for His glory. For several Sundays now, I've been speaking to you about the importance of the Word of God. I one time counted how many Bibles I had, and I don't know what the current count is. I received a new one last night from somebody as a gift, or not before last, and I'm not sure. I had at one time counted 55 or 60 Bibles that I had in my possession. I'm telling you, the Word of God is very, very important. Its supremacy in our lives will declare to the world just how spiritual we are. People who are not willing to conform their lives to the Word of God can't be classified as a spirit-filled person. Amen. I'm telling you, somebody full of the Holy Ghost, their lives will align with the Word of God. And we're warned about that. I tried to speak to you about spiritual disasters and how that the Apostle Paul wrote to the young minister Timothy and told him that he needed the Word of God, that actually he had learned the Word of God from a very early age. And he says, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. In other words, when spiritual disaster comes into your life, you need the Scriptures to help you defend yourself and to sustain yourself. Now, I've talked about Scriptures being a defense, but they're also an offense. There's no way that we can make progress unless we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If we're going to gain additional territory, we must utilize the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God. I tell you, I wish we had the day of the prophets where the Word of the Lord would come to us. And we would appreciate and we would utilize the Word of God. Now, I'm glad I grew up in a church that was a Bible-believing church. I mean, they wanted to do everything that was in the Word of God. I'm glad I grew up under a minister that studied the Word of God, tried to rightly divide the Word of God, and he preached and he taught the Word of God. I'll never forget when somebody told me one time, they said, I can tell. You sat under the teaching of Elder Calvin Perrigo. I remember that day when somebody told me that. They looked me in the eye and said, I can tell that you have sat under the teaching of Calvin Perrigo. Here recently, just this last week, somebody was talking to me and they said, I can tell that they sit, this particular individual, that they sit under your teaching at Victory Church. Listen, if we don't learn and teach the Word of God, we'll never gain territory. It is the sword of the Spirit. It will not only defend us, but it will help us make progress. So we need the Word of God to sustain us from spiritual disasters, but also to win the lost world. I'm a Bible-toting, Bible-thumping Baptist preacher. I'll just tell you that right now. I believe we ought to do exactly what the Word of God teaches, no matter what. I made this comment, and this happened to me here recently. Somebody was trying to reinterpret some simple, plain statement found in the Word of God. And they just said, well, you know, I believe it could be interpreted this way, or it could be saying this or that. And I stopped them and I said, listen, it says what it says. It's plain as the back of my hand what it's saying, and we need to do exactly what it says. Amen. We need to take the Word of God and we need to apply it to our life. I'm telling you, the supremacy of Scripture is important in the Baptist cause. It's important in our lives. It needs to have authority over us. Now, we live in a day where nobody wants to be told what to do. I think, and then there's a generation. They didn't like to be told what to do, and a lot of their parents didn't tell them what to do. We have that generation out there today. But when it comes to Christianity, the Bible tells us who we are and what we're to be. Amen. It has supremacy over our lives. Now, in Vacation Bible School, the theme is getting back to the basics. And that's getting back to the basics where we let the Scriptures have supremacy and authority over our lives. I talked about last week the sufficiency of Scripture, how that the Scriptures, they're sufficient to supply every need we have. The Bible's not outdated. The Bible is, you know, we people today are like, well, we've got new things today. We've got technology and we've got all of this other stuff that's going on. We've got new adventures today that our forefathers never dreamed of. And so the Bible just isn't sufficient to handle the problems of today. You're wrong, mister. The Bible is sufficient to handle the situations in your life today. Let's look in the 19th chapter of Psalms, the 19th Psalm. I started on at least three of these earlier one Sunday night, and I want to finish that up and move on to some other things. Not only about the sufficiency of Scripture, but I also want to talk about the simplicity of Scripture. People, if I can understand the Word of God, anybody can. You know, it's not the passages that are complicated or difficult that I really worry about. It's the passages that are plain and simple and say what to say. You know, the thou shalt nots. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, soul, and strength. The plain passages of Scripture that says, love your enemies. Love your neighbors. People, that's not hard to understand. The Bible is simple when it comes to telling us what we need to do to please God and know His will for our lives. Simple. Simple. You know, sometimes where there's a fear about us and we're like, well, that, you know, that's the Word of God. And you know, I don't understand it and I can't, you know, I read it. It don't make any sense to me. I really don't think you're trying. Be honest with you, I don't think you try. If you try to read the Word of God and apply it to your life, and if you're saved, the Holy Ghost will help you. Yes, it's spiritually discerned, and the discernment that you need, the help that you need, it will come from God. If you sincerely and honestly well, get down on your face before God and say, God, I want to know your will. I want to understand your word. I assure you, amen. I guarantee you, I promise you, God will assist you. He'll help you. Amen. The problem is that you'll start understanding it, and the word of God will bring change and conversion to your life. Actually, that was the first thing we looked at from the 19th chapter. In the early parts of the 19th chapter, he talks about the revelation of God declared in creation. He talks about how that the heavens declare the glory of God, that people can look at creation and know that God is. And that's a wonderful understanding. But actually, he's contrasting, or he's comparing the revelation, the general revelation in creation to the revelation of God and what we're to do from the Word of God. In other words, he's saying, here's a dollar bill and here's $1 million. The dollar bill is money. The $1 million is money. All right? And he's saying the general revelation, the creation, declares there is a God. But we have the Word of God that tells us who God is. His omniscience, His power, His holiness. We have the Word of God that tells us what we're to do. We have the commandments of God that helps us understand how to please God and how to serve God and how to know God and how to be saved. And so we get into those passages from the 19th Psalm, leaving the general revelation. And I'm glad we have that. I mean, in the book of Romans, it tells us that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead. So they're without excuse. But people, we not only have a general revelation, we have grown up underneath the teaching of the Word of God. Many of you have grown up in church, gone to Sunday school, gone to Bible study, gone to Wednesday night study. You've had a private study of the Word of God. You've had the privilege of having the Word of God in your home. People, we ought to love God's holy Word. We ought to love the teaching of it, the preaching of it. We ought to be instrumental in spreading and teaching the Word of God. We ought to live the Word of God. What it says. He begins by telling us in these passages, actually there are six statements, six lines. And in each of these six lines, there's three things he says about the Word of God. He first of all gives us a title. Then he also gives us a characteristic. And thirdly, he gives us a benefit of the Word of God. Now, keep in mind, he's contrasting that to the general revelation of creation. But he says, you have the Word of God. And he says the Word of God in the verse 7. Now, let me hurriedly go over the first three, and we've already gone over these once before on Sunday night. He says, The law of the Lord is perfect. Perfect. The word law is in the Hebrew is Torah. And it means the divine teachings of God are perfect. Now, you young people that are going off to college, you're going to receive and you're going to hear a lot of teachings. And they're not perfect. But the law of the Lord, it is perfect. What we learn from the Word of God, we can recommend. It's perfect. Actually, the word perfect has reference not only to its perfection, but also it has reference to it being complete. We know Jesus told us, be ye perfect as I am perfect. We understand the Hebrew and the Greek word to mean complete. In other words, the law of the Lord is comprehensive. It's complete. There's nothing lacking. Anything you need in life is found in the Word of God. Any challenge, any obstacle, any problem that you face, if you will go to the Word of God, God's Word will help you deal with it. Now listen, I know sometimes we don't mind utilizing prayer, and we want guidance of the Holy Spirit. But oftentimes God is saying, and we'll get on our face and say, God, I need help understanding this, or I want to know, you know, who to marry or what to do in this situation or that situation. Many times God says, look, I've already told you. It's written down in the Word of God. If you would have an appreciation and an understanding of the Word of God, you would already know these things. Now, if you're wanting God, who keeps this world in existence, our busy, holy God, to sit down and personally tutor you on every little matter and situation of your life, you've got another thing coming. That's why he gave you this. He said, here's my law. Here's my teaching. It is comprehensive. It's perfect. It'll handle every situation that comes up in your life. I'm telling you, the Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing center of soul and spirit, joints, marrow, thoughts, intents, the heart. It'll go in areas of your life that nothing else will. Amen. Word of God. It is divine teaching. Now, we need divine teaching. We were instructed when Jesus left the church here to teach them to observe all things whatsoever he has commanded. We are a learning institution. We're a teaching institution. Now, I don't know how it is about you, but I learn things of the Lord on a daily basis. There's even things in the Word of God, and I don't even remember how many times I've read through it, you know, in different translations, in the Revised Standard, the New American Standard, the NIV, and I'm now reading through the ESV. I don't know how many times I've read through the Bible, but there's still stuff that I uncover, still things that I discover, still things that I'm taught. I mean, the Lord taught me something last week. Do you guys understand that? That we are constantly learning from the Lord. We're constantly learning from God's Word. There are things that we come across and we're like, wow! Why didn't I see that before? You guys know what I'm talking about? Wow! That's in the Word of God! And it's a new discovery and a new revelation and a new understanding that we grasp. And oh, how we're blessed to have the Word of God. The law of the Lord, it's perfect! What is the benefit of the law of the Lord? Its character being perfect. He tells us it converts the soul. I'll tell you what we need from our pulpits, what we need in our Sunday schools, what we need in Vacation Bible School, what we need on Wednesday night and Sunday night. I'll tell you what we need the preaching of God's Word. We need the teaching of something that's comprehensive that will handle your difficulties in life. And he says, if you will just declare the Word of God, souls will be converted. Lives will be changed. Now, I believe this conversion here begins at salvation, but it also encompasses your entire Christian walk. Do you know the Bible teaches us how to handle our finances? It teaches us how to handle disgruntled neighbors. It teaches us, you know, how to handle situations when an accident occurs. It teaches us what we ought to put on our bodies and what we shouldn't put on our bodies. You guys realize that the Bible teaches us how to dress, how to present ourselves in public. I mean, all these things are in the Word of God. You know, it teaches us how to love one another, how to build one another up, how to have a good marriage. It'll warn you on how to, you know, keep from having a bad marriage. There are all these things. It teaches us who to date and how to date and who to marry. All these things are in the Word of God. It teaches us to avoid bad people, to stay away from people that will destroy our lives and mess up our lives, get us into all kinds of trouble. It teaches us about snares that are out there in the world and how to avoid them, how to stay away from them, and what happens when you do get snared and how to get out of it. Praise God. It teaches us about a holy God who wanted to have fellowship and relationship with us, but we had sinned. Actually, it just exposes the depths of our depravity, and it tells us we're sick from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Isaiah said, it's sick, sick, like a sore spewing out pus. Don't get, you know, offended at that. That's the Word of God. It's how God sees you in your sins. But tells us also of a balm in Gilead, of a medicine. Tells us of redemption, of forgiveness, of an atoning death at Calvary. God sending His only begotten Son that we could be saved. Praise God for the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Tells us how we can be healed and made whole. I don't know if I'm going to get through all six of these lines or not again. I'm talking about the Word, the teaching of Scripture converting us. There are times in our lives where we're going the wrong way and we need to be turned. We need to be converted. We need to be turned around and go the right way. And I'll tell you, the teaching of the Word of God will do that for you. I'm glad I sat up under the teaching of the truth, where somebody would stand up and say, this is what the Word of God teaches. This is what God is saying to you. And you have an obligation and a responsibility to align your lives with the Word of God. I'm glad I heard that growing up. I've said on numerous occasions, I was at the graveyard a few weeks back, and you know, I was reading the epitaphs on the tombstones. I want my epitaph to be, here lies a man that loved the truth. He just loved the truth. The Word of the Lord, the law of the Lord is comprehensive. It's true. God's Word is true. And I'm telling you, the truth will set you free. Do you realize that even after you get saved, you can fall into bondage? You can find yourselves, even after that you're saved, in a shambles. Chaos. Things out of control. Your children out of control. Your marriage out of control. Your life out of control. Just in a tailspin. And I've got a solution for that. It's thus saith the Lord. All Scripture is given of inspiration of God, and it is profitable unto you. It'll help you get out of that snare. It'll help you get out of that situation.
I tell you, I've seen people's lives changed and rearranged by the Word of God. See, listen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. I'm telling you, we need the Logos. We need the Word of God. The Word of God will change our lives. It's what changed the lives of those in the beginning, and it'll change the lives of us in the end. The law of the Lord, what does it do? Man, it converts the soul. Not only that, but there's another translation of that. It has reference to making our souls whole. Brother Jones talked about the peace of God. The peace of God. God's Word will give us peace. Do you guys realize how hard it is to be a preacher today? I mean, you have any idea how hard it is? I mean, you guys sit in front of the one-eyed God, you know, and you have all this entertainment and video, and, you know, you've got HD, for goodness sakes. Huh? I mean, you've got the top-of-the-line stuff. Yellers are bright yellers, and reds are bright reds, and blues are bright blues. You guys realize what kind of entertainment you're exposed to? And here I am responsible and have the obligation to stand before you, open up a book that the final entries were entered almost 2,000 years ago, and speak to you from its pages, maintain your attention, where it will get a hold of your mind and your soul and transform your life. I'll tell you what, that won't happen without divine help. And praise God, we still get it. It'll get a hold of you, and it will change you like nothing else that's on the face of this earth. It'll get deep down into your soul and in your mind, and you can't get away from it. It'll cause you to lose sleep. It'll convict you, my friend. It'll convict you, and it'll convert you. You know, I've got about a 5-hour message up here. I think I'm going to stop with that. I've already gone over the first three, but I've got to stop here. I've got to stop here because I feel like I need to stop here, first of all. Second of all, I think this is the climax of the message right here. And you know, when the Holy Spirit is saying this is the pinnacle, the Word of God, what it has said, I challenge you. I encourage you. Pick up your copy. If you don't have one, I'll give it to you. I've given away hundreds of Bibles. And I bought a whole case of them here recently. And I'll give you a Bible if you need it. Read what it says. Amen. It says you must be born again. It tells you you must deal with the sin issues of your life. It says you must repent. Jesus said in the 13th chapter of Luke, he said, except you repent, you'll perish. The Bible will tell you you've got a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And during the course of your life, you must come under the sound of the gospel, the preaching of the cross. To the world is foolishness, but to us that are saved, it's the power of God and salvation. And you've heard the Word of God, and it's time to apply it to your lives. Let it convert you. Let it save you. Surrender and yield to these precious truths of the gospel. I'm telling you, the gospel of Jesus Christ is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm telling you, the Word of God is quick and is powerful, and it will cut to the core of your soul. And I still believe that. We need need our children brought up under the sound of the gospel. We need to sit under the teaching of God's holy word because it's comprehensive and there are things in it that we need to get through this life. Yeah.